Hello, it's Barbara, and today I'm speaking to you from the Mayor's Parlour in Tomenden Town Hall, and I'm with His Worship the Mayor, Councillor Tony Greenwood. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
And thank you
morning.
For
nice to be here
sparing
with
time, because I know you have a very busy weekend.
No problem.
Right. So, the first question is, I remember you being Mayor once before.
Mm-hmm. 80s? 1986, 1987, so it's exactly 30 years ago to the day. 30 years ago to the day after I was first made mayor, I was second made mayor.
Right, right. And is that unusual?
It is unusual. Mayors only do 1 year, traditionally. The only other person in recent times, since we had a town council, has done it twice, was Albert Marshall.
Oh, yeah.
Who we invited to do it in the centenary year.
He was a great supporter of our talking newspaper.
He was a great supporter of many organisations,
yeah.
Wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Recognised by being awarded an MBE for it.
Yeah. So how did this come about? Was, no disrespect, was there a shortage of people? Were you asked experienced people, shall I say?
There was a shortage of experienced people.
Yeah.
A lot of people were newly elected
That's
to the town council.
That's what I was meaning. I just phrased it badly. Yeah.
And some people who I think would love to do it just could not do it at the moment.
Right. It's very time consuming, isn't it?
It is time consuming, yes.
Yeah.
I've been doing it 6 months now and must be getting on for 100 engagements already.
So I guess you retired, are you?
I retired last year.
Right.
But I wasn't retired 30 years ago, and
no,
I did it as
no,
well as my
no.
job.
But did the mayor not get a little more support 30 years ago than they do now? You know, transport and things?
No, that was exactly the same. A mayor's secretary helps sort out your appointments, that's the same. And the council sort of like you to use a taxi if you're going any distance or at night because of the value of the chain.
Yeah.
And that's the same.
Yeah. So, do we not have a mayoral car anymore?
No, I think that went out with the borough.
Right.
And the mayor's attendant.
Right. Because back in, I can remember far enough back to the man that lived upstairs.
Mr. Crossley.
Yeah. Enoch?
It was Enoch Horsfall, the one before that, Whose top hat is still in the safe.
Right. Talking of the safe, I see that you've got a lot more things out of storage during your year, haven't
you? Yes.
Yeah.
So in the cabinet here, in the Mayor's Parlour, we've got a ceremonial silver spade, which I think was used to turn the first sod at a sewerage works.
Right. I hope you cleaned it.
Well, I haven't,
no.
Two plates presented to us by our German twin town.
Right.
I think one of them presented to me when I went previously. There's a set of teaspoons, sugar tongs inscribed with Studley Pike. All these are silver.
Right.
And then there's a silver trowel, which was presented to William Ormerod. The key used by Alderman Robert Jackson to open the grammar school in 1912, and a full silver tea service, a coffee service, presented to Alderman and Mrs. Jackson after the 8-year mayoralty.
Right.
At the start
so
of the last
really,
century.
There's a wealth of history in here, because the other week you were here, was it last week, opening the town hall? What was that?
It was the launch of the new guidebook to the town hall.
That's it.
Which explains the history of the town, the prehistory of the town hall, the history of the town hall, the meaning of all the medallions, lots of little stories about the town hall, a fascinating record.
Yeah.
We've got quite a lot more silver in the safe, and it is fascinating to show it to visitors.
Also, you're allowed to do that when you've got visitors in, are you?
I do,
yes.
I show them and explain them, and some very interesting stories associated with some of the pieces.
Right.
The mace is in there.
Right.
It was presented to the town in 1953 on the accession of Elizabeth.
Right. And I notice all the former mayors are now on view where the public can see
them. We call that the Rogues Gallery.
Right. Well, I won't say that, but they do look better where they are.
I think they do.
Yeah.
There was a lot of controversy about rehanging them.
Yeah.
But it is more public and they do look better.
Yeah. So they're having more open days in the town hall.
The first Sunday of every month, you can come and have a look round.
Right.
The heritage volunteers show people round.
Right.
There are plenty of free tastings to have a quick look round.
Yeah.
See if you're interested. And during my mayoral year, I've lent them a key to this room, the mayor's parlour.
Right.
So if I'm not available, they can bring people in
right.
here.
Right. I better tell you that I was actually here with the mayor last night for a presentation of the annual Photographic Society Award.
Yes.
I will allow Mr. Mayor to tell you what I was doing, and then we're going on to another little story.
Well, I thought Barbara should be mayoress at least once, and invited her to the Photographic Society exhibition opening last night. It's her sort of thing, a local historian, and her job was to present the prizes to the winners in the various categories. However, none of them turned up.
So my 15 minutes of fame evaporated in 15 seconds when they announced the two winners and neither was in the
room.
That's
right, but you did get to wear the chain.
I did get to wear the chain of office and I really thoroughly enjoyed myself. And I'd say to anybody, next time the Photographic Society have an open day, you come because you will be amazed. I was.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's top quality.
Now, last night we spoke about, we'll have to be rounding off, but last night we spoke about a very famous mayor in Todmorden.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're going back a few years.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us and tell us the little coincidence that's
turned up? Well, I've always been a fan of Alderman Robert Jackson, who was a Walsden councillor in the late Victorian era. He was actually appointed to the town council without anybody voting for him. Nobody stood against him.
Right.
He never had a public vote in his life. He was made an alderman very quickly. He was mayor in 1911 to 1914, and then the First World War broke out. And they said, we're not having elections, will you stay as mayor? And he agreed. They said the war would be over by Christmas. He was still there 8 years later with his new wife, slogging their guts out for the town.
Yeah.
Chaired dozens of committees, raised £20,000 in the town, the equivalent of about £2 million now. He welcomed 63 Belgian refugees who he got housed and looked after. The town was immensely generous.
Yeah.
He spent a lot of time in the courtroom next door handing out posthumous medals, returning pocket watches to widows. A very grim period, but he led the town with sincerity and humility, and his wife.
Yeah.
When the war was over, the king made him an officer of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire. The king of the Belgians awarded him their King's Gold Medal. And I asked a friend to Google him some time later, and he rang me back and said, I've got him here in Ancestry.com. He lived at 344 Rochdale Road for all his mayoralty and died there. I live at 344 Rochdale Road.
Honestly, it's creepy, isn't it? It's
slightly more creepy because I've got a portrait of him up on the wall, but not in the room that he died.
No. I just want to say, before you do your Christmas greeting, we can't overemphasise what a history Todmorden has.
Absolutely.
I know it's fading into the background, but we should all be so proud of this town and what we do, and even now the new groups.
Well, I think the interest in the town's history is being brought alive now by the Heritage Project, by the lots of societies in town.
Yeah.
I have a particular interest in moving the statue of John Fielding back to the centre of the town, outside these windows. I think that's where he belongs.
Wow.
More and more people are interested in Chartism and You know, the industrial revolution.
Anyway, I thank you for your time. Would you like to give us your Christmas mayoral message?
I would. On behalf of myself and Vivian Oakes, who's the other mayoress, I'd like to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a happy and peaceful New Year.
Thank you very much for that, Tony, and enjoy the rest of your year.
I will, I'm sure.
Thank you.